Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805.
518-9633. Hi there, this is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do? I bring you guys all kinds of tips and advice about buying a home. Well, I've got a tip for you. Did you know that even if you just got a new job that you could get into financing? Truly depends on what it is that you've been doing prior to this new job, but many times we can carry over history from a previous job or maybe schooling that you are in to get the job that you have. So if you've thought that the answer is no, don't stop there. Give me a call. Let's talk, you and me, mom, one-on-one. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. Click on Contact Us and send me an email. We'll get together and see what we can do for you.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
That's the Credit Cowboy. Your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com. The Mortgage Mom.
All right, well, welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. And we are going to talk, we've talked about a lot of great stuff today. We've talked about karaoke.
Yeah, most importantly, karaoke.
Most important. But we've talked about the fires. We just had Andre on to talk about your insurance and your insurance coverage. And one thing that we didn't mention that was a giant change, I'd call it giant, but it was a very big announcement this week, was that the Federal Reserve did lower the Federal Reserve prime rate. The Fed's fund rate was reduced again. Which is very, very good for all of you that have credit card debt, home equity lines of credit, anything that prime rate is directly connected or attached to. You will see those interest rates on those debts come down just a little bit. I do believe that it was 0.25% that they lowered that rate again. So that is very, very nice when you have the credit cards and you have the home equity lines. A lot of people ask us all the time, what does that mean to first mortgage rates? And we have explained this before. But we are going to talk about it again.
Yes, I think it's very important.
So with the with first mortgage rates, you guys have to think about first mortgage rates. They are not directly tied to the Federal Reserve prime rate. They are tied to the mortgage-backed securities, mortgage bonds. Mortgage-backed securities are very, very similar to the stock market. And so that's what a lot of people don't understand. Just like your stock market goes up and down, what makes your stock market go up and down? It's all of the different announcements that come out throughout the week, financial news. So, Trump is going to get impeached, or there's an election coming, or unemployment report looks great. Many, many different things will, anything news or politics related will feed into what is happening with your stock market. And you will see the stocks do fantastic one day, and all of a sudden they've dropped and you've lost 500 points in the stock market the next day. Well, what exactly happens? Well, people that have money in the stock market will also put money in the mortgage-backed securities market or the bond market. And what they'll do is they put their money where they believe that it is safe, which is why you see all of these people trading, and they're trading on a daily basis. So if their money is in the stock market and the stock market starts to drop, or they think that an announcement tomorrow is going to make some sort of big swing in their portfolio, they may pull their money out and put it into something that is more
stable,
a more stable index. Well, a stable index would be the mortgage securities. You know, a 30-year mortgage is typically someone that is buying a home, getting a 30-year mortgage, and they're typically going to hold on to that loan for a good amount of time. And it is more stable. They've got a set amount of, you know, equities that they might see coming out of putting their money into that kind of a market. So the interest rates on first mortgages are really tied to that and what makes that move up and down. And it happens on the daily. It happens all day long, no different than the stock market. We see the mortgage-backed security numbers changing. It's something that I have an alert on my phone. I get an update every hour on the hour to know whether it's something that I've just talked to somebody, I just quoted them a rate, and you know, it looks like we're going to probably get a worsening prices rate sheet, or it looks like rates are going to get just a little bit better. We might get an alert to float. We're going, you know, I have to make sure that I'm on top of that, just like someone in the stock market, a trader, needs to be on top of what is happening in the stock market. And it moves around, and it moves daily, and it moves up and down, and it moves by the hour and by the minute. And what makes those changes? It's no different. It's the announcements that come out. And how do those announcements affect the people that put the money in? Do they want to keep the money in? Do they want to take the money out? What is it, you know, what is their thinking or philosophy on that announcement? And it could be the same announcement. It could be the unemployment report comes out and it says lowest levels we've had in over a decade. And we've heard that same announcement over and over again. But when that announcement comes out, however that it is being thought about or
perceived. People perceive it and what they want to do with their money.
Exactly.
Right? Are they comfortable with it? Are they not comfortable with it? Do they think the next announcement's going to change? Are they putting in or pulling out?
Right, exactly. And so that is what changes it. So one of the things that we actually saw, so I've mentioned this, I believe, in past shows, but you're hearing over and over again, we're at the lowest mortgage rates that we've had in a 3-year, you know, we're at a 3-year low. Yes. And we are still at a 3-year low. You guys have to understand that this time last year, if you had called me to do a refinance or a purchase, depending on your loan program, so this can move a little bit, there's my little disclaimer again, but on average, the interest rates were in the 5% mark, and many of them mid fives, high fives. You were looking at doing an investment property of some sort, you were probably in the low sixes. Even I think we wrote one for an investment property at about 6.25% last year.
Yeah.
So this year we are bouncing around from high threes to low fours, mid fours. Again, everything is based on you. Your credit score, are you pulling cash out? Are you doing a purchase? How much down payment do you have? How much equity do you have in your home? Do you include your, you know, taxes and insurance and your mortgage payment? Are you in a single family home or are you in a condo, 2-4 unit? Are you owner occupied? Are you an investor? So I can't give you guys an interest rate and say, this is what the rate is today, call now. And that's why I don't do that on my show. And that's why you don't hear my commercials do that in my commercials. It's all just a gimmick to get you to call.
We can't put anyone in a box, right? As we can't say it enough. Everyone is their own individual loan. And you get your own individual rate based on your individual scenario. So you cannot put it in a box. It's not cookie cutter.
It's not. But what has happened is, I would say about 2 months ago, it was probably middle of August, is when we saw the lowest rates that we've had all year. Since that time, I would say we probably kept those rates low till about beginning of September. And they started to slowly creep up. So where you were hearing maybe for your scenario, maybe you were hearing a rate quote of 3.5%. Now all of a sudden you're calling today and you're finding out that the rate is 4. We've definitely, the market does that. It creeps and it slowly creeps, but it creeps. So one of the nice effects of the Federal Reserve reducing that prime rate is that this time that announcement was perceived as very positive, Obviously, people are throwing money back into the bond market, and we actually got a really nice lift in interest rates right at the very end of the week. Halloween, Thursday, and Friday, we saw a great rate sheet. So if you were thinking about refinancing, or you were thinking about purchasing, and you decided to put it on hold because all of a sudden the rate was higher than what you were quoted because it took you a week or two to get your application in, which does happen, and you guys have to understand, rates are by the hour. What we quote to you at noon is could be different at five. Sometimes it's the same. Sometimes it's the same for days. Sometimes it changes rapidly and 2-3 times in a day. So there's no way for us to guarantee you a rate until we have a complete loan application, all of your paperwork, and we are ready to pull, you know, the trigger on locking in that interest rate. I cannot lock in the interest rate by a phone conversation over the phone. I have nothing to do that with. I have to build a file. I have to be able to tie that interest rate lock to a borrower, a social security number, and an address. So, you know, if you put it on hold, this would be a great time to reach out again because we did get a really nice lift in those rates at the very end of the week. I would anticipate that we'll see that hold through next week. So very good. What will happen day to day? Will it get better? We don't know. The big question marks, but very, very nice to know that we did have, you know, that lift and that little bit of easing, which should allow a couple of people that maybe decided not to move forward to get back on the ball and get it started.
Absolutely. And I will say, if you are interested and you are waiting, get on top of it, move quickly. Again, when we do lock your rate, it is locked in for a period of time. So you have to move fast. You have to get us all your documents so that we can get you locked in and closed in that lock period.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys have questions for us, please don't hesitate. We are not going to leave until we have answered every text message, every question. You guys are welcome to call, email, text. So how do you call us? It's 844-935-3634. Ask us questions for Andre. Ask us questions about, you know, where are interest rates today. Ask us any question that you want to ask us. We are happy to talk to you and get you situated for your personal situation. The website, mortgagemomradio.com. If you came into the show and you missed any portion of this whatsoever, remember we put up podcasts on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you guys will definitely not miss out. Go to the podcast. Anywhere that you can hear podcast, you can find us. So just search Mortgage Mom Radio. You can listen to the podcast right on the website. If you guys want to find us, you can find us. So you guys have a fantastic weekend. I hope you all had a wonderful Halloween, and we'll be back next Saturday.
Stay safe.
The Mortgage
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are you a veteran and you don't own a home? Or are you a veteran and you do? Did you know that you have special VA financing that is available to you? I can tell you, bar none, that it is the best financing available. If you have a VA loan right now and you've got some debt, it's a great time for us to take a look and see if we could pull out some money to pay those debts off. The VA will let you go up to 100% in your financing. If you don't own a home today, VA is going to let you go to 100% in your financing. Zero down payment. Give me a call. Let's talk, you and me. 844-935-3634 or go to the website mortgagemomradio.com and click on contact us.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531. Ask the Credit Cowboy.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.